Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg, is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, and one of the top economists of our lifetime. His index, his small business index of small business optimism, is the gold standard, the global gold standard for small business sentiment, and we've been the happy beneficiaries of his report every month now for more than 16 years, and he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, Bill. So I'm looking at your summary here, and I noticed something a lot of people probably wouldn't notice, but me being a 16-year veteran of your work.
It's called a typo.
No, I think this looks like a trend to me. Once upon a time, the 40-year average of your index was 100, right?
It could have been.
And now the average is 98.
Right. Well, if you throw in, you know, the last 8 years.
That's my question. I'm serious.
No, you're right.
For years, you told my audience that the average was 100.
Yeah, that's true.
On the indexes. And now I'm seeing that it's 98. So you're telling me that the last 6 or 7 years, 7, 8 years,
pulled the 40-year
average
down.
A 40-year report, 2 points.
Yeah. And the average, of course, is 98 now, basically, in a little change. We didn't have a quarter that hit 98 in this whole recovery. So
That's right. It's
truly a below-average recovery.
Well, this is why I wrote a piece. In fact, I wrote a letter to the president a couple of weeks ago. My column was actually a letter to the president where I was trying to explain to him why a recovery is not acceptable, that a recovery is not an expansion, that Americans don't expect to recover to be in a perpetual recovery. We expect to go from a recession to a recovery quickly into an expansion. And that hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, it hasn't. And it might not, because, you know, we look at some of the index components that they look like maybe they are peaking. So, you know, it could be that we've had a long so-called recovery, and it could be that, you know, we'll now slide into something even less exciting, and that we would have just gone through the peak.
Well, and you and I have talked about, and you know, I don't like talking about this. This really upsets me to talk about this. But Bill, we have to report what's going on. We can't just because the news isn't good doesn't mean we deny it. It's and that's the fact that you and I have mentioned the possibility of us being in a lost decade, but I think we could be closer to a lost generation. If you go all the way back to the crash of 2000,
right,
there really hasn't been all that much to get excited about since then. In some sectors, we've been having a tough time for 15 years.
Yeah, of course. Now that brings up a very interesting anomaly for me, and you would probably too, is this last week, stock market indicators are hitting all-time highs. So let's see, how do we square that? The stock market is valuing USA Inc., the biggest company in the world, USA Inc., and yet we know that all the measures of our output and our performance, job creation, GDP, are terrible. So why do we value it so highly when it's not performing?
I've been pointing out the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street for 10 years.
Yeah.
I have been. For 10 years I've been asking about this. And I wrote an essay about it, as you know.
Yes.
Because, I mean, when it's, and here's something even more dramatic that I like to remind people about. In 14 and 15, the first quarter of both of those years, the economy went negative when the stock market went record.
Yep.
Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah. So that keeps saying to me that, you know, we'll have to resolve this discrepancy, and there are two ways to resolve it. One is for GDP to start growing at 3 or 4%. I don't think that's going to happen. Or the stock market, asset prices, the valuation of our assets has got to come down, and that would one of the others
yeah.
going to happen.
Well, it would sure help to get some people in Washington who don't hate business.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Folks. That's where we're stuck right there. In my opinion.
Well, 6 months from now, we'll
see
it one way
we'll
or the
see.
Other.
We'll see. We'll cross the Rubicon or not at that point. Quick break, 22. Right back with Bill Duckenberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.